Hey guys, good afternoon. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, and I welcome you all who are listening right now. Welcome and hi, hello to Caribbean Radio Show group, all the friends of Caribbean Radio Show, family, friends, Dr. Ev, hail, Your Majesty, hail. This is your host, Connie, coming to you live from Jamaica. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station. Today is June 21st, and this is the beginning of summer. It is so hot. It's hot here in Jamaica, people. It is like you're melting. You are actually melting. Now, it is Father's Day, and I'd like to tell all of you fathers out there, happy Father's Day. I'm dedicating this show specially to you guys today. We're going to talk about nothing but fathers, anything and everything to do with fathers. So stay tuned. And as I said, happy Father's Day to all. It is a most glorious day to be on alive. We all honor and we give thanks to all our fathers today. But most of all, we honor our most glorious Almighty God, our Heavenly Father and Mother, of course. He's our Father and Mother. And our first father on earth was really Adam, our earthly father. We big up Adam right now today, Father's Day. Anyhow, to all you dads out there, I must tell you this. As we mark Father's Day, I wish all fathers an enjoyable day, rich with the love of your children and, of course, your partner. May you continue to recognize the tremendous honor that is fatherhood, as well as obligations of being a steady, present, and supportive figure in the lives of your children. As you know, children depend on you. And as the singer Aline was just singing about No Ordinary Love, I'm welcoming you all. For all who are listening, you can go to my chat room and make your comments. We welcome you, welcome our listeners. I welcome Evett out there in Radio Land to my radio show. Good afternoon, Evett. Welcome to our show. This evening, what are we going to talk about, fathers, now? A dad is a son's first hero and a daughter's first love. I'm sure most of you would agree with that. I don't know what is your take on everything, but today, you know, we want to make the men in our lives feel very, very comfortable. We want to make them feel happy. We have good fathers, you know, people. We have, whether they're good or bad in your eyes, there must be something good about your father. He was the one who, you know, gave life to you, along with your mother, of course. Without a man, a male, you wouldn't have a father figure. So, you know, regardless of what differences you might have with your parents, your father, you put it aside. Some people call him just a sperm donor. But he's more than that, you know, friends and listeners. He is much more than that. You have some guys, we're not talking about the average man and the everyday man. We're talking about a father. Folks, if you want to listen, if you want to join us in my conversation today, you can feel free to call 661-467-2407 to come in live on the radio show. You press 1. If you just want to listen, dial 661-467-2407. And this is the Caribbean Radio Show. You're live with Connie, your host from Jamaica. Now, guys, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Ev today about fathers on a whole. And we'll be playing music for them, you know, something different to entertain. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion on who fear him. So, guys, be compassionate to your father also in old age. Your father, dear, when you were young, remember those times when he would put you on his back, take you all over the place, and the good times you would have. I would like to welcome 540-353, and let's talk about fathers today. Good afternoon, 540-353. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. How are you this afternoon?
Afternoon, Miss Queen Connie.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ev. How are you today?
I am just wonderful. Just nice, beautiful weather. You're talking about the scorching weather in Jamaica, but where I am on the East Coast is just delicious.
Oh, so you have a little bit of breeze going on.
Yeah, a little bit of breeze, a little bit of cool, a lot of cool, a lot of breeze.
Oh, I envy you for the cool this time. I have to use aircon or get in the car or get in my room to be cool then. Or if you're somewhere high, like, you know, if you're high somewhere, you can feel the breeze. But to be out literally in the sun walking around, you get your breeze in it, but the sun is scorching. It has been hot. And as I said before, it's the first day of summer. And I'm welcoming summer. What with all this virus going around, let's see if we'll have less of that coronavirus. With all that we do, we can't get that virus because it tries to stop us with everything and every aspect of life. But life goes on. You have to go carefully. with whatever you're doing, you know. So we can't forget about that. And today I'm talking about fathers, you know, so it's a little bit different, and I'll be just chatting and running my mouth, and I want you to run your mouth with me.
I like that.
Yes,
I like that.
I want to
I like
mouth.
That a lot.
Yes. We don't really appreciate it. Probably we don't even appreciate them when they're alive, and you take them for granted and thinking that they'll be around all the time. But that is not the case. You know, life happens, and some of us lose our fathers, and sadly, you know, that's the time that you go in the mood where you think about them all the time. And occasions like this, you'll say, oh my God, when Dad was alive, we used to do this. We used to go to the beach. Can you remember anything that you and your father used to do?
Well, actually, you were talking about... I'm getting a lot of feedback from my mic. I'm not sure why. I can hardly hear myself. But
I can hear.
I remember my first ride with my dad. I can remember it as plain as day. Maybe I was about 3. I'm just not hearing myself well at all.
I can hear you. No, you're, I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you well. And I hope, and I'm sure our listeners are hearing as well, because there's no feedback or anything coming from
well,
your end.
I'm telling you, I am. Anyway, I'm going to try and see if I can go along. Oops.
You want to hang up and come back? To see
I'll probably do that.
I'll just keep running my mouth and running my mouth and see, and I look also to see if I can find any nice music to play for them. You know, I don't know if I'll be able to play. There's something I got on my phone from Christopher. I don't know if I'll be able to play it, but I'm going to try, and you can tell me if you are hearing anything good from Christopher Martin. Depends on how loud it is. It's telling about father, just like you. Because, folks, let me tell you something. There are the guys that grow up. Listen to this. All right. Can you hear me, Dr. L? Just like you. Just like you. Well, I'm telling you guys, did you hear that? Could you hear anything at all that Chris Martin was singing about?
Yeah, a little bit, not very well and clear, but
He was singing about his daddy, and he wants, people always ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he would say, I don't want to be a fireman, I don't want to be a police, no doctor, nothing, it doesn't matter what, I just want to be a father just like you. Because of course you remember when his daddy used to lift him up on his wheel and throw him up in the air and buy him ice cream. And of course, when you know, mummies always doing the spanking, you know, most times in Jamaica here, the mummies are the firm one, the firm figure, because you know, we're no nonsense and we want to get things done. And there are times when the daddy would say, give the boy a slack, cut the boy some slack and come out and back, give him a break, man, come on, you know, and you go walk away and you go do something with daddy, because daddy's the one who is always spoiling them, because my children's father, he spoils them rotten to this very day, and he's doing the very same thing with the grandkids. I am telling you, Dr. Ev, I don't know if you've experienced anything like that, you know, or probably you know, one of those grandmothers who spoil them as well, because I spoil them now, but when growing up, as the father figure, the father's duty was to spoil them and give them every single thing they needed. There are times when they had to get rough, not rough, but stern and really have to draw for the belt, but which is very rare because that doesn't really help anything. I guess those things are like in fit of anger. But you know, you have abusive fathers who we're not going to touch right about now. We're talking about the positive side. We might touch on the negative side, but for what it's worth, we're chatting about the good side of the fathers now. So, what can you remember about your father?
Yes, as I was telling you, I remember my dad taking me on his shoulder.
Yes.
A long, long time ago. That is absolutely really memorable. Very memorable.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my daddy plait my hair one time. And listen, listeners, I'm not telling my age, but I am pretty old. But I remember it was like, I think it was a Christmas, when we were supposed to meet Santa, and my mother, it was in Mandeville. My mother was in Mandeville town, and guess what? I had to go meet Santa, and my hair was very thick and long, and I wasn't dressed. I remember I put on a blue dress. Daddy put on a blue dress on me, and he also brushed my hair in one. I think that must have been the ugliest hairstyle ever. Because in those days, they call them cowhorn, but my hair was properly brushed back in one and plaited to the back. Yes, and we went to the street, to the group where you had in the country, you would go to the square, and Santa would come, and he and his helpers, and they gave out sweets and like books and pens and stuff like that. But things like that you remember. And my father again dressed me one day to take me to the doctor in Mandeville. And I remember going, this man stopped to ask him for a ride. And he hailed him. And it was the first I was seeing this man. This man said, "Hi, this is your little daughter, man." And he said, "Yes, man, this is my daughter, my little wifey." And I was so mad because I said, "But daddy have a little having wife, and you come call me wifey." He's not so nice. They do that nowadays because some of these men are so perverted. But it was an endearment, you know. So I remember those loving things about my father, and I could go on and on. But, you know, we don't really value them as much as when they're gone. And it's so sad. I remember also my daddy took home a dog for us, a very, very big dog, and that dog grew with us until he got old and died. And my mother cried. So, you know, this is really a time when you sit and you reminisce about your father, you know? The health of the heart of a father is the masterpiece of nature, you know, the heart of a father. If you could just get to the heart of a father, if people just appreciate fathers, parents, and if a father would really act like a father, guiding the children along the way, correcting them as they go along, this society wouldn't be like this, you know, with all the crime that we're experiencing, all the hatred. Because while we are at it, for those who have their fathers at home guiding and caring for the children, at a time like now when the whole world is at war against black and white at war, at least whites against blacks, I should say, because we know ourselves. I'm a proud black woman. I'm sure you're a proud black woman too, Dr. L. You know?
Too proud.
And in our families, we care for our children and we teach them good and proper way. We teach them good to have good character because, you know, here they spoke. Character, people by, you characterize people by their actions, you know, and you will never be fooled by their words. So even if somebody were to go big and in good standing in society and think that they're the cat's meow, have good behavior, you can, it's a man, if you're talking about a man, you can know, you can definitely know what kind of a parent he had in the form of a father, because based on his character, based on his action, not the words that he might say, because he might be two-faced, sweet mouth, but the actions will tell something different, you know? So we value our fathers so much, you know? What do you think, about fathers, fathering even after children have grown and left home? What do you think about that?
I think parenthood is a thing that no matter how old you are, no matter how, even when they're gone, you still have that reverence for them. You know, it's like my mom, even like my mom. Yes. Like my dad, I always call him my dad, even though that you're almost as old as he is. You still go call him dad. My mom, sometimes I call my mom by her name. But I only wish that in these times that we're living in, we could really have the opportunity to change how we, the dads we get and the husband we get are the sons that are grown by male and female moms. So in order for us to have a strong male into the society who has, you know, all their obligation as society requires is met, we have to begin to look at how we're growing these males, because for the most part nowadays, we're not having such a good, most children sometimes doesn't have that good a relationship that some people enjoy with their dad, and that is a problem, and it goes back to the fact that we as mothers, or those who are mothers who have male children, have to be cognizant of the fact that whoever you're going to be putting out in the world, we have to train them in a way that they can do their very best. They have their very best chance at being the very best in so-called responsibilities.
Yes. And you know what I find, that why people might wonder why children are so closely drawn to mothers, but the fact is that sometimes a lot of men don't mature until old age, I must say 60, and even in those age brackets sometimes they find that they're still not as mature, and you know, women mature very fast and they don't stand for foolishness. So you find that a lot of decisions, you might have a man in the home, a father figure in the home, but the decision sometimes, the mother has to be the one to make a snap decision where certain things are concerned. And so you find that children will always be drawn to mothers. Nevertheless, we should show respect. We should show respect to fathers, nevertheless. Although you go to mother, you always have to remember that a mother is not the one who managed to have the child on her own, although you have sperm donors, you have the banks for that and eggs and all of that. We're talking about real man and woman being at home in a home, growing your children, making your coffee, making your chocolate, having the hard times, the good times, the bad times, and growing your children. These children watch you, how you handle situation, how you treat mama, mommy, or whoever you, whatever you want to call her. The children are watching your father, how you grow up, how you grow them up, how you snap. If you're abusive, that's a no-no, because you remember to the end, because children really are protective of mothers, really. But they look to fathers, and some of them can be very disappointing, you know. But nevertheless, if you have a dad, you really should be thanking him. I got a joke that it says, if you have a dad, you really should be thanking him for bringing you into this world, although probably your mother wasn't in the mood to bring you. That's a funny one, because my girlfriend would call her children sweet little accidents, you know. And that had the input of a father. And they came along, and he's a good father. My father is still alive. And he's albeit bedridden. But I want to big him up. And I would like to also big up some other fathers. I want to big up Craig, Chris, Damien, Ivor, Mark. And that's to mention just a few. Oswald. And that's just a few for all of those people listening out there in Radio Land. Happy Father's Day to you guys. Happy Father's Day. Now, listen to me now. Happy Daddy Day. There is a song, you see, Dr. Ev, I don't know if you know it, that Willie Nelson sings. He sang it many years ago. It's called A Man Named Sue. You know that song?
Yes. Yes.
It is one funny song. I was listening to it, and I said, my goodness, you know, he had a funny way of showing his affection to his son. He showed him how to fight and be a man called Sue. It was in the, back in the days of cowboy, he was singing about that, you know, the man called him that because he knew that he would go through life, going through all of that kind of teasing from his friends at school. And he did get his nose rubbed in because he was called Sue, and he fought all his life, and he would win the fight, and he was so very strong. And one day, he met his father. His father didn't grow with him. He met his father in a bar, and he did have it out, and he was beating him good and proper, beat his ass, whopping him. And father said, give me a little breather. And guess what? The father said, fine, son, I'm about to die, and I feel happy to know that you have done well for yourself. You have learned a lot in life, and you have learned to protect yourself, and you learned to fight like a man. You learned to be a man. That name gave you strength. Of course, you know that he wouldn't give his son that name, but it was a valuable lesson. It was then that he understood why. But in this day and age, if you were to call your son Sue, can you imagine what that would mean, Dr. L? What that would mean? That would be a whole lot of fighting going on, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. I would love to play some nice Father's Day music for you, but unfortunately, I don't have anything like that up my sleeves right about now, so I don't know. What do you think I should play for these guys? Can you tell me?
You know, when we look at Father's Day music, I think we have a lot that is changing now. But we think about mothers, and there's so much things because we seem to have the more connection to the mothers, and it's so unfortunate that a lot of times we don't really get the kind of a strength. But I guess maybe we could play a music like, say, let's say, Dance with My Father.
Well, well, listen. Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and danced with my mother.
The loss of a father, you know, when you lose your father, no matter how long or how old you are, it changes your life forever, you know. It does change it. Your dad is supposed to be your protector who helps you and keeps you safe and secure. You never really get over the loss. You learn to live with it, and he's never far from your thoughts. you'll always remember, and you know, and when you want to make decisions, you're wondering, I wonder how, you know, if Daddy would approve of this, or if my father were alive, I could run to him and ask him to do this. If I want a shilling, I could ask my father, how you can turn this shilling? You know, what you gonna do with this? The fathers have a wealth of knowledge. Our parents before us have a wealth of knowledge, you know. And as I always say, we need to show appreciation and love. And ladies out there, please teach your children to have the love. You have to show and probably guide along the way how, you know, to show the love and affection, because sometimes some of these men grew up in a situation where they weren't loved, they weren't pampered. They know nothing about love, sharing or giving. And you as a woman sometimes have to really try and say, you're going to teach, you know, and see what you can you teach your children.
You know, my little friend, dear God, let's hear from me to dad, and I want to let you know, it goes, dear dad, I really didn't get to know you, and sometimes I sit and wonder and it makes me blue, but there's one memory that stays on the back of my mind, and this memory got me thinking about you all the time, whoa, I swear we miss you so. And I wish that you was there to see your boys grow. And they say wondering, mommy, she's doing fine. And she tell me stories about you, papa, all the time. So when I'm sounding out, lonely or just feeling blue, all I do, daddy, think of you. The thoughts alone erase my fears and dries my tears. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you, daddy. I miss you, and I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Oh Lord, that's so true. You and I know you gave your love to the people, and some of whom you thought you'd trust, they deceived you. But betrayal brings another day. At least that's what my mama say. And then when I'm through, I'll place this letter in the Bible, and I'm gonna pray to Jah to send his disciples to deliver you this letter. Lord, it will make me feel much better. Now I sing, dear God, I have a letter from me to God, and I want to let you know, my dear little son, dear God, let's hear from me to dad, and I want to let you know, P.S. So much things you like to know and so much things to say, but I'm gonna say it because I know we'll be together someday. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares, and to let you know you left the whole world in tears. Whoa, yeah, I swear, whoa, whoa. Now, daddy, I love you, really, really love you. Daddy, I miss you, and I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Oh, here we go, hey. Dear God, I really didn't get to know you, when sometimes I sit and wonder and it makes me blue. But there's one memory that stays on the back of my mind, and this memory got me thinking about you all the time. Whoa, yeah, I swear we miss you so, and I wish that you was there to see your boys grow. In case you're wondering, mommy, she's doing fine, and she tell me stories about you, papa, all the time. So when I'm down and out, lonely or I'm feeling blue, all I do, daddy, think of you. The thoughts alone erase my fears and dries my tears. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you, daddy. I miss you, and I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you, daddy.
That's the cry you'll hear. That's the cry you'll hear if you had a close relationship with you. You're gonna hear this cry. Also, you're going to hear this cry if you never showed any kind of love or affection, or if you were a disrespectful child to your father, a wayward pygmy. Wayward pygmy always grow up and then they become fathers themselves, and they said, why? Even if more, you know, when my old man tell me this and tell me that, me don't listen to him. But no, see the boy, I come give you the same trouble me used to do. And sometimes, you know, Dr. Evie, some real bad trouble, you know, real bad trouble where you might be recalled as an adult. And when you look and see all the traits that your child has, and you say, my God,
it's the same thing.
But a behavior tells. A behavior tells and listen to your parents. I mean, you don't have to experience everything that is bad or give so much trouble. You know, honor your fathers, man. Honor your mother. Honor your mother. Honor your father. Show respect. And fathers, I am begging you all to show respect to your children as well, because a lot of times fathers don't have no respect for themselves and they don't have no respect for the children or the family. You know, and it works both ways. Fathers have to set example, and you have to be patient in order for you to train your children, train up your boy especially. If you want to see something good come out of your boy, so the right way. Don't teach him to go beg. Don't teach him to go beg. Teach him to fish. Yeah.
Daddy, had a real big man, but you look so hard, with arms wide open. You are my rock, you are my mountain. Your sacrifice is so unseen. You're such a beautiful human being. You're the gift that keeps on giving. You're my father. Tried to hide but couldn't conceal. That your love and protection was all we could see. Love so hard, with arms wide open. You were my rock, you are my mountain. Your sacrifice is so unseen. You're such a beautiful human being. You're the gift that keeps on giving. Everything seems so dark. You are the voice in the crowd. Whenever I needed a spark, I know the pressure to provide kept you up. Many a night, that your favorite word.
soul, and you can hear it. That guy, that singer, he's so in love with his father and the qualities that he has and that he has displayed throughout the years. You know, I would like to send Happy Father's Day to Ruler Brown, despite the fact that he has lost his wife and all of that. Happy Father's Day to him. He's alive. His kids are here, and I'm happy that he has children to give him support at this time, Dr. Ev.
Yes, and I would like absolutely.
I would like to wish all the fathers in the CRS group Happy Father's Day. And the beer drinking Maurice Harrison down there in Alligator Pond, you don't hear a peep out of him. You don't hear a peep out of that man. Right? Happy Father's Day, Maurice. Big up. Big up on yourself. All of us, big up on ourselves. And for the fathers who did not get a chance to help to send the picnic them go to school, or think that they were not they never worked.
Father.
And when you get to school, you're going to say, oh, my son, that, you know, when him big and come out to something big. But some of you never even managed to them come out to something big because I'm still mean and don't manage to do it. Please help your picnic them, because we have several cases where we have children who go to school and want to become something and can't because they don't have the support. For one reason or the other, their family can't afford it, or they're adopted, or something, for whatever reason it is. They're in school and they want to move on. I would like for you to tell our listeners, Dr. Ev, about the TellUs1.org group, and also about the GoFundMe for Dr. Maurice, who is trying his best to reach somewhere. Right behind you.
All right. Thank you so much for the quick. I'm just going to be quick about this because I know you're down in the bottom of our kitchen. TellUs1.org, the organization that was set up by Ruler Brown, Happy Father's Day. We are in the 10th year. Unfortunately, this year we're kind of suspending on to next year the scholarship. Because of low funding this year. So for you who are listening in here and you'd like to help in this time of crisis, we have crisis all around us, go to the page www.talas1.org. That's www.talas1.org. As a matter of fact, you can make a donation in the name of your father. A memorandum is the name of your father, and if he's around, also the better. You can give a gift of Father's Day's gift in his name. For example, your father is Mr. Brown. You can give a Mr. Brown academic scholarship, and you can have the opportunity to say this scholarship could make you somebody who's doing medicine, who's doing engineering, or the person who could be from your alma mater or from your parish. You can go all around to make it just what you would like. So please go to the website www.talas1.org and make your donation. We're kind of revving it up for next year, 2021. Around August, we normally give the awards for the September school year. Now, we have another situation, and this is where fathers, again, as you say, Connie, if we have the help of our fathers, a lot of the problems that young children, especially those who are thriving, some of the setback is because we don't have the resources, we don't have somebody else there to give us the other part of the puzzle or the helping hand. In this case, we have a young doctor who would have graduated now and who would have been in the work pool, unfortunately cannot because he's able to do get the funds or the fees for his final year. And not only his final year, he does also the last year, his fourth year. victor already because he's already there. Unless we give up on him, he could certainly get that degree. Maurice Fleetwood, you can find that on our page, CRSRadio.com page. You also find it on Maurice Fleetwood page again on the Facebook. If you go to GoFundMe page, you will find, just put in Maurice Fleetwood. His case, his story is there. I mean, you read his story, it's chilling. To know that somebody has put in all of that work, 4 years, and just when you're getting to the last step, the last of it, you're not able to go forward. Getting to med school in itself is a feat, and to really do 4 years of it and not being able to just get over that little other hurdle because you don't have money, it is heartbreaking. So, guys, if you are, please, sometimes you're not able to do fun because I know it's tough for everyone. Go to the page. $1, $2. If you're not able to financially help, please share the page. And thank you, Ms. Connie, for allowing me this minute.
You're most welcome. I thank you for sharing with me on Father's Day. And I want to wish all the fathers out there happy Father's Day. Not enough blessings and prosperity and much love to you all. Much love to you, Dr. Ev, and thanks for coming on as usual. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
My daddy went for a walk just the other day with my daddy right beside me. Son, what you wanna be when you grow up? I don't wanna be no policeman, cause crime is getting out of hand. No liar, no fireman. Said what you wanna be then, just like you. Me never ever cared this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. My bust a blank for my daddy. From the day my body's always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, you know you've always been around. So every day me show you love, but not just for that day alone. Hey, daddy, man, me tell you straight. There's no better man I'd want to emulate. I know that Mandela and Obama great, but in my life, you are my head of faith. Like you, always be a kiss, my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress, my mommy. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius, man, you're done. From me a little youth, now my son a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me off love, respect, and treat a good man. Mommy says she see her when she sees my face. She smiles, there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta stay out. Take care of me. That's who I wanna be. Just like you. enough, you don't know them. Daddy, thank God, me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general.